So I'm in the stands and practice is over. I think, I believe I'm the only person in Memorial Stadium right now. Looking, yeah, there's no humans around. So I think I'll get sappy. Like, I don't know, like, coming to this practice, like, seeing Lovie Smith in his white Illini pull over out on the field, you know, just looking around at this stadium, I don't know, I have that feeling, like, I mean, how many times have I recorded stupid little things in these stands or on the field, or, you know, but standing here, you know me, like, if you listen to these, if you press play, then you probably know me a little bit, and you know, like, what I'm like, and what I'm about, and, oh, Illini football just this thing for me, and, well, let's be honest, it's been pretty hopeless, but to stand here and look at this field right now, the orange eye, and the orange end zones, and, the, you know, there's, I don't know, this is, you know, some people, if they stood right on the field at Wrigley Field, have this emotion, you know? Like, there are people that, I don't know, Packers fans that if they were to step foot on Lambeau, it's like this big, I don't know, religious experience or whatever. You know, other people, you know, Augusta National golfers live to just see the course. It's like sports meets religion meets, I don't know. For me, it's this place. Like, it just is. It always has been. Always will be. So to stand here and look at this, and look at this orange eye on the 50, and look at that tower, and to have hope, it's bizarre, right? Like, I couldn't be more hopeful right now. This is a crisp practice with coaches who know what they're doing. You know, not that we've never had a coach who knows what they're doing, but this is a professional staff who is right on top of their players and their units, run with efficiency. You know, looking down here at the horseshoe and the, you know, all those bowls are across the front. Okay, sure. It's cool, you know, to have all the bowls on there. But like, you know, other teams have four times as many as those. It's not, hasn't really been that impressive. You know, if you look at the bowls with a two in front of them. The Sugar Bowl, the Rose Bowl, Texas Bowl, Kraft Fight Hunger, and Heart of Dallas 2 years ago. It's five bowls in the 2000s. It's really not that impressive at all, comparatively, given that you just win six games and go to a bowl anymore. So this is a cathedral that really hasn't, I don't know, hasn't had many people worship there. And to stand here and look at all this and have hope, I'm kind of blown away right now. Like, I can't get over it. Like, I don't want to leave. Like, it rained a little bit, so like the bleachers are shining and the field is shiny. And a train whistle's blowing. I don't know. Like, this place could really be something. Like, it could be what I've always dreamed about. And I look over here in the corner, and you know, I've recorded some of these from amongst the opposing fans, because the one thing that has always driven me nuts is the fact that to be an Illinois football fan means you have to watch the opponents go over to that corner and celebrate with their fans over and over and over and over and over again. I mean, it's, if you stay to the end of the game, it's just this ritual that you have to watch other teams celebrate with their small pocket of fans. So to see this stadium differently, to look at this and think, man, what if it was full? Like, what if it's October 12th, 2019, and number 4 Michigan comes to town? What's this place going to be like? When was the last time it was like that? Probably. If you've seen my Twitter bio lately, you know that I've added that date. And it's just because I really believe that by 2019, this thing is going to turn around. And that Michigan game, that could be like everything we've always wanted. Yes, I know it's not a guarantee. Yes, things could go wrong. Yes, it's still Illinois. I get it. But standing here in this stadium by myself, looking at these stands, it could really be something. This could be the start of what I've always wanted from this place. Like, I can picture it. I remember that. I'm really close to where I was for that Michigan game in 2000 that we always talk about, that I talked to Josh Whitman about when I got the interview. Like, I can see right here, run around this 20-30 yard line right here in front of me where that Rocky Harvey non-fumble that was called a fumble happened. I can see the spot on the field where A-Train really did fumble and the refs missed it. Like, I remember that night, and it's taken a long time to get somewhere after that night, but it, like, I'm standing here thinking it's gonna happen again. Like, this place is my spot, man. And to leave here with hope, not just like, well, if this goes right and this goes right, but like long-term positive hope, man, I don't want to leave. All right, that's all I got, really. I don't even know why I'm recording this, but this is the From the Stands where I talk about hope. I really think it's going to happen. Go Illini.